Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey, Pete. I got a missed call from you. This is Jaw from Foam Tech.
Oh, yeah, Foam Tech. I think I gave you a call earlier today. Yeah, how can I help you out here? You know, we do equipment financing and working capital. What are you looking to do?
You mentioned something about a pre-approved offer. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So, you know, you were pre-approved on our initial screening of your D&B business credit profile, and along with the past borrowing you did with Wells Fargo. And, you know, to give you a, you know, final approval, we're going to need to take a look at some, you know, more financials and, you know, tax returns to get a more, you know, real-time look at the health of the business. But, yeah, the pre-approval is just based on your previous lending history for the most part. So what are you trying to do? You want some capital, or are you looking to bring on some equipment?
Yeah, I'm looking for some capital, but how did you get my info?
Oh, just from a D&B credit profile. And, you know, they have information about all businesses, you know, all over the country. And they have your UCC filing information. You know, they have all their financials, their company, you know, your annual sales. So that's where we like to get our leads from because, you know, we like to lend to customers who, you know, we know can afford to expand their business and, you know, not people that are, you know, just kind of stagnant. So how much capital are we looking to bring on?
I'm looking for, you mentioned it was 250. I wanted to get the 250.
Yeah. So the 250 is just a general target number. That's for capital and equipment. The capital side of things, it's working capital. It's actually based off of gross annual sales. So, you know, what'd you do in sales last year?
I did 1 million.
You did 1 million? Yeah, so, I mean, typically we like to get around, you know, 10 to 15% of the top-line revenue. So, you know, for you, you're looking anywhere between 100 to 150K. But, you know, you did say 250, and, you know, I just want to touch on that we can get you this initial capital, and then we'll go back halfway through and we can get you more if you really needed that 250. But what do you actually need? Like, what are you looking to do with this capital?
Okay, I guess you can say I can start with a little bit first and then we can go back and get more. How soon can I get more money?
After I get
the capital.
Yeah, so you know, we're gonna fund you initially that around that 100K mark, and once we get to hit the halfway point, we can then go back, get you more money, actually at a better rate because, you know, you're going to be a repeat customer. So this is actually a better way to do it to get the full 250 because we're actually going to get you, like I said, a better rate on the second go around. So it's not even worth getting the whole 250 at this point. You're better off sticking with a smaller amount and then, you know, filing to get some more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how much are you looking to take on, you know, right off the bat here? You want to do 100?
I guess 100.
Yeah, we're going to shoot for more on the high end and, you know, qualify you for that and then work backwards to see what you actually need. So what are you looking to do with this 100K?
Well, what we do is we manufacture clothing, basically, and I need to buy inventory from Asia. And basically, I'm using this money to buy the material, like the cloth. You know, we work with all types of materials. And then we have like a sweatshop here. And we basically manufacture clothing and we sell it to a lot of different retail stores like Macy's, Sears, JCPenney, things like that.
I'm a little confused. You said your company was Foam Tech. Do you do anything with cell phones or is it just a brand?
No, that's just like, the CEO, basically it used to be a like wireless company and then it didn't really work out because Chinese phones are really, they break really easily. So we decided to change it. We didn't want to change the company name. So our DBA is different.
Interesting. You know, what kind of clothes do you guys make? Are you high-end designer? I mean, you said Macy's and JCPenney, you know, it's kind of broad. Can you elaborate on it?
I mean, just women's clothing, men's clothing, kids' clothing, just like regular daily wear, nothing too fancy.
Okay.
We use like cotton and like you know, things like that. Nothing too crazy. Oh, we don't sell it for too expensive. I mean, we sell it to a store for, you know, a lot cheaper, but we only sell it to them by like 10-15 bucks. And they resell it for, you know, like $20-$30. So nothing too expensive.
Yeah. Do you have contracts with JCPenney, Macy's, and some of those other retailers, or, you know, for distribution methods?
Yeah, we do. I mean, basically what we do is every season we provide them with, you know, 50 different types of design. And then they decide on how much they want to order per thing.
Okay, so do you this capital would be for the fall season, correct me if I'm wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so do they have a purchase order set in place, an agreement of sorts that you have to fill? Like, is there a deadline here?
Well, I mean, the contract, I mean, it's coming up. You know, I basically I would like to buy the get the material within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because, you know, fall season is coming up.
Exactly. So you want to get on this pretty early. How long does it take you to manufacture the goods once you get the inventory from Asia?
It takes us about not too long. I mean, the turnaround, we got the design already down. Manufacturing, it takes maybe like a day, you know, for like one piece of clothing to go get all the way through.
Oh, that's pretty quick. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the clothing industry, but that sounds pretty quick to me.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, so when you get this 100K, it's all going for inventory purchases and, you know?
Yeah, just buying the materials.
Okay,
buying the materials from Asia.
Are you paying, are you using that 100K for labor at all, or do you have all that set into place? This is just materials only?
Yeah, it's just materials only. Basically, payroll, it doesn't take us too much of our cash flow because we do cheap labor here. Mostly it's just the materials because we have to buy in large quantities. Because basically the manufacturer that we buy from, we have to buy a certain amount to gain access to certain discounts. So,
I see. What's the benchmark for that?
100K, basically.
Oh, okay. So you really have to get this 100K in order to get your discount. What's the discount for? Like, how much are you going to save?
We save about 20%.
Okay, you're going to save 20%. So what's the return on investment? I know you're selling them for 10 bucks. What's your cost to make your manufacturing costs, you know? Once you have the material, including everything, what do you return? What are your margins?
We can probably make 50K off of the 100K.
Okay, so you got, you know, your 50% return on investment, and is that including the 20% discount you're going to get, too?
Yeah, it's everything calculated in there. It's about 50K.
Okay, I mean, that's a pretty sizable number. I don't know many, manufacturers with margins that high. Tell me a little bit more about the business. How long have you guys been doing this? What did you switch over from clothing from the whole phone, fiasco?
Well, we've been in business for, maybe like 50 years. We were like the phone business, back when my dad was the owner. So then about 20 years ago, we decided to change to the clothing because it's just a cell phone and like the wireless and like, you know, electronic part of the business didn't really work out. So
you've been doing the clothing thing for 20 years. How did you get into the clothing? Why did you decide to make this pivot? Did you go to school for design? Where does this come from?
Oh, yeah. I went to a design school in SF, San Francisco. Art design.
Have had a lot of fun. I had some friends go up there for school.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. I missed the Bay, you know.
Yeah, of course. I've heard all the good things. You said your dad had this company. Did he pass it down to you? Did you still have any equity, or are you, like, 100% owner now?
No, he's about 10% owner.
Oh, he's 10? That's not too bad. And you're the other 90?
Yep. So tell me a little bit about you guys. How long have you guys been in business for? I don't really want to, there's a lot of, you know, fake people out there, con people, you know.
I don't want
to send my stuff to people that, you know, don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally understandable. You know, we've been here for about 14 years now. You know, we started off in the equipment financing industry, and, you know, that's pretty much been our bread and butter for the time being. But, you know, the recession happened in 2008, 2009-ish is when we really started to push in our working capital. Because, you know, a lot of bigger banks, I'm sure you guys know this, you're trying to get loans back then, just weren't lending to, you know, smaller businesses. You know, credit was pretty tight, you know, for the whole country. So working capital became pretty popular and it allowed us to expand our business a lot. So, you know, we do have a A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I'll send this over, you know, when I shoot you an email real quick later about all this. It'll have some additional information. You could check out our Google Plus reviews too. They're, you know, all real customer reviews. We get tons of repeat business. You know, like I said, we do discounts for, you know, repeat business. So, you know, we always have people coming back.
Okay. Are you guys FDIC insured?
No, we're not FDIC. It's an unsecured loan. So, you know, that means, you know, this is going right on your business, right into your business account as an unsecured deposit. So we're not insured by the FDIC.
Okay. Well, aren't banks all like FDIC like insured? I'm not really understanding.
Yeah, I mean we're a lender, so we don't have to do some of the same you know, qualifications of the banks, because we're not a depository institution. We just loan, so it's not really like part of our industry as much. You know what I mean?
Okay. I guess I could do a little more research on you guys.
Yeah. How's your credit for, you know, the business here? You know, is it good, bad, in the middle?
That's good. I checked it yesterday. 800.
Oh. Wow, that's way above average. And what about your dad? Does he, you know, how's his credit, you know, if off the top of your head?
It's about like 750, so we both have really good credit. My dad taught me well, you know.
Yeah,
don't live above your means. I'm like all these Americans.
Yep, that's a really typical thing over here, man. Really typical.
Yeah. So I mean, like with my great credit score, you know, what type of interest rates do you guys charge for a great credit scores?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to have to take a real-time look at the health of the business before I shoot you any solid numbers. But, you know, with those credit scores combined with your 20 years in business here, you know, I'm going to say you're going to qualify for our A tier. And basically what we're going to do for your rate, you know, we don't do interest rates here because they're more short-term loans, you know, 3 months to 3 years kind of deal. So just putting an annualized rate, it doesn't really make sense. It mostly confuses people. Mm. But what we're going to do is qualify you for the highest amount possible. So we're going to do the 100 to 150K, and then we're going to work backwards from there in term length, and that's going to, you know, fluctuate your rate. So the longer the longer the term, the longer the loan, the higher the rate's going to be. So you really get to decide in the end what you can afford. How long were you looking to take this loan out for? A couple months just for this fall season, or you want to do something a little more long term?
Well, do you guys have prepayment penalties?
No, we actually have discount for prepayment. So, you know, if you want to take this out for a little longer, you know, it'll cost you more in terms of rate, but, you know, you will get a discount for paying it back early. So there's no pressure.
Well, I'll probably want a short just because I only need it for the season, and then I can come back and get more anyways.
Exactly. It doesn't really make sense for you to take something out too long term if you're just going to flip this, make your 50K, and then, you know, get ready for winter.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right. Can you just send me some info?
Yeah. You know, have you looked anywhere else for financing? Just really quick, did you get another?
Well, I mean, I do have a line of credit with my Bank of America. I'm not really happy with them, so haven't really asked them for anything. But I mean, I have a line of credit with them.
How much is your line of credit for?
It's for 100K.
How much you used up of that 100K?
I haven't touched it like a year.
Really? You haven't touched it? You haven't used it at all in a year?
No.
So what's wrong with Bank of America? Well, what's the issue there?
I just don't like their customer service. They just suck.
Okay.
But I mean, it just, you know, it depends, you know, I mean, obviously I'm asking for 100K from you and then I have 100K line of credit. So I'll probably just compare the two and see which one's the best deal and go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what any reasonable person would do. But is your 100K with B of A, is that secured or unsecured though?
Secured.
It's secured. Yeah, well, this is unsecured cash, so it is a lot less risky. You know, not saying that you're going to default or anything, but you know what I mean? You got that whole Brexit situation going. I don't know what that's doing to your purchasing power over in China. You know what I mean? That 100K might not be the same 100K tomorrow. It could be...
Yeah, but I mean, unsecured also means more expensive.
Yeah, but like, in relation to what? You know, you have all your assets with B of A. I'm assuming if they give you a $100,000 line of credit, you have some, you know, money deposited there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
you know.
How about just we'll just compare it later on. So.
Yeah, for sure. You know, what happens if you don't get this loan? You're just going to go to B of A. Is that your only plan B, or do you have anything else to the pipeline? Okay. No problem.
That's my plan B.
Perfectly reasonable. Yeah. Where's a good email I can shoot this info to? And you know, like I said, I'll attach some other additional information about our history. You could check us out. Go bankofcardiff.com. You know, the whole nine yards.
Sure. It's jaw@foamtech.com.
All right, Jaw. I'll shoot that over to you in about 5-10 minutes here, and you know, I'll circle back with you maybe sometime at the end of this week, or you want to do this a little faster. I know you only have 2 weeks.
Yes, I'll send it to you maybe in the next few days or something.
Perfect. I'll give you a call Thursday afternoon. I'll get you all the information you need to send over. It's, you know, it's really simple. It's a couple pieces of paperwork.
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. Take care. I'll call you on Thursday.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye. Bye.